All right, let's do it.
Figure it out. Alrighty.
Hey, well, we already kind of did the whole intro. We can get right into the beer.
I don't know if all of that's going to make it.
Hey,
I think most of it's better off to be edited out, believe me.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Stop interrupting me. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 123 for Monday, February 25th, 2020.
Week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the bear. I'm not drinking a bear. We're going to talk about this week on the Two Bobs. This week on a very special episode of the Two Bobs, we're going to try something new and talk about beer. Brand new idea.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
We've never done that before.
It's new.
We also have some footage of a video between me and elderly listener. She kept trying to give me gas money.
And then we'll get into crazy news, and we'll talk about a bag of drugs, an emotional support Trump.
You are fake news.
Crime pays, a burrito assault, and a syphilis fool.
Oh, man. Action-packed.
Action-packed.
Fantastic.
All over.
We're going to blow your fucking minds this week.
Put it in a jar.
You're going to be jizzing in jars. Please listen to the episode so you can get that reference, though.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're just going to be confused.
Don't cheat yourself.
Exactly. How's it going? It's been a couple weeks since we recorded.
It has. And I noticed that some... Oh, no. It was right. I can't see. I was reading, you know, how I like to print the show notes out, and you use the notes. I printed it out, and... Yeah. My eyes are so bad that I was looking at it and I thought it said January 25th and I almost read it as that, but that actually is a 2. I just couldn't see it. That's how far I've fallen.
Oh man, your eyes are just...
They're shot. I can't see anything close. I can't see anything far.
It's in a way, yeah.
I don't know. It's like...
What happens?
Maybe it's just how I look at it. Because I got one eye that's...
Degeneration.
Well, no, it could be. I got one eye that's better and one eye that's not so hot, so... One of them, I got to get really close to see, and the other one, I can be a little bit farther away, and my eyes, I had double vision.
I had to get new glasses and contacts this year because my prescription changed. My eyes got worse for like the third straight year in a row. So I think by the time I'm your age, I'll be completely blind. So I figure you're probably in a better position than I am. Just looking at the timeline and the difference we are in age, I think you're probably doing all right. I'm not at the point where I need, where I don't have any trouble seeing close up or anything like that. I'm not having to increase my font size on my phone or hold it away from my face quite yet. But
40,
it'll get there.
That's what they say. That's the magic tipping point. When you hit 40, you start to get into that part.
Slowly dying.
Yeah. Well, no, not slowly dying. You're slowly not able to see in front of you.
Yeah.
That's what my doctor said. Dying. When you hit 40, and now I'm, I'll be older than that this year. By I'm getting closer to 50, 47 this year. So I will have, I will have been 7 years without having gotten the bifocals or the progressive, whatever you call them, and I desperately need them.
Well, you should. I know nobody likes it, but I mean,
I would get new glasses, but I'm afraid that Melissa would say that they look terrible.
Yeah, Kelly nearly vomited when she saw mine. She's used to them now. I keep asking her, like, are you still disgusted by my glasses? They're nice glasses. She's
are you still repulsed by me?
She's gotten used to them now, so that's all that matters.
She's fine.
Anyway.
It's just change, Rob. Sometimes people don't like change, and that's what you experience. She still likes you for the most part. It's just your choice of eyewear.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Yeah, she's gotten used to both of you.
That she's just gotten used to me and my eyewear and stuff like that. What I'm getting used to is drinking this beer, though. So before I drink it all, we should hurry up and talk about it.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
There it is.
It's a different color than I expected for some reason. You know, we miss a week and everything goes to hell.
All the colors changed.
Yeah, I thought the button was red, and it's not. It's purple, but I might have done something to do that by accident.
Maybe it's just your eyes.
I can still see color, thankfully, but yeah. I'm sure that'll go too
for the time being. You know?
I should just give up.
Give up.
There was a train track nearby. There is, by the way.
Yeah. All right. This week we have a new brewery to the Two Bobs. It's Petoskey Brewing out of Petoskey, Michigan. It's in northern Michigan. It's not northern as an upper peninsula. It's the northern part of the lower peninsula. And it's I've been to Petoskey a few times. It's a nice little town. Apparently they have a brewery. And they make some pretty decent beer. So what I have this, and I've had Petoskey Brewing's beers in the past, but never on the show. And what I have this week is the Robusta Nut. The Robusta Nut Coconut Chocolate Porter. And I should, and it's a porter brewed with coconut and chocolate, right? And I found it. We were in Frankenmuth last weekend, and I went to the store and picked up 12 different single serve. I made two different six packs of beer that I haven't had before, so I'm good for the upcoming months here on the show. But this was one of them, and I thought, shit, coconut good, chocolate good, so this is probably going to be a decent beer. Again, it's from Petoskey Brewing. They're Robusta Nut Coconut Chocolate Porter. A heavy dose of cacao nibs gives this English porter a rich, dark chocolate flavor. And roasty coconut adds complexity and balance, a unique, robust, and nutty seasonal brew. 5.5% alcohol by volume, 21 IBUs. And I've drank most of it, but I'll drink some more and then tell you. And then let you know, you were taking a little bit and,
I'm having a time.
I was getting impatient. You have things going on and, anyway. That's right, Bob Ross. So I'm not really getting, I'm sticking my nose in the glass and I smell a little bit of chocolate, not so much the coconut, but when I taste nibs. I'm getting the cacao nibs right up front.
Yeah.
But a nice kind of toasted coconut finish. So it's a nice balance of flavor. Again, I love chocolate, I love coconut, and this is a pretty good brew. I'm not going to lie. I think I forgot to rate it on Untappd, if I'm being honest. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I'm sure I did it because I didn't. I fucked it up, Robert. Hold on. Hold on a second. Here's my check-in.
I'll look mine up.
Check-ins.
That was all that long ago.
Edit. Check-in.
You haven't rated it?
No, I forgot to rate it. How do I edit my check-in? Why is this always such a difficult thing
for me? I know, it is tough. You gotta go to the actual check-in, and then there's three dots, and you can edit
it. You gotta do that. You can't do it at the dots. You have to go to the little down carrot and go to edit. I was trying to do the dots. I'm gonna rate it a 3.75. It's a pretty decent beer. I like the combination of flavors. It's nice. It's nice and dark. Kind of a medium bodied porter, low in IBU, so it's nice and smooth, and it's a good brew. I'm going to drink the rest of this, and if I ever see this again, I might buy some more, although it does say that it is a limited time seasonal brew. And so I don't know when they brew it. It's on tap now at Petoskey Brewing if you're ever in northern Michigan for some ungodly reason, but apparently they do distribute at least through Michigan.
I think that's one of the worst things about a beer. You find one that you like, and 3.75 is you like it, but you're not going to make a special trip for it type of a rating. But I don't like the ones that are seasonal, because if you really like it, then you can only get it a certain amount of times, and then you feel like you got to stock up. And we've had that discussion before, but I mean, maybe it makes it more special that
way. It does. It makes it more special. Like when I was in Florida last week, and it was 80-something degrees. No, it was beautiful. Sunny, 80-something degrees. And I'm like, God, it would be nice to have, just to have it be warm all year round. And somebody told me, yeah, but going down, it's nice and it's freezing cold up in Michigan. You're down here, it's 80-something degrees, but if you live down here and it was always 70s, 80s degrees, it would get kind of old. And And I don't know if I agree with that, but maybe it's the same thing with the beers where if you could just pick it up anywhere at any time, maybe this wouldn't be as special. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I think that the coldness gets old even if it's only half of the year.
Fuck, it gets old. Yeah, it's worse. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. Well, what I've got here, and you actually sent me a note earlier saying that I wasn't allowed to do that.
I'm really confused.
But I've got two different beers here on the notes, and I'll tell you a little bit about each one. But the first one is the Aleworks Brewing Company Protocol Porter. And Aleworks is based out of Williamsburg, Virginia, which is down near kind of like where the settlers came in and the three boats and the Nina and all that stuff. So it's down there, Jamestown, Captain John Smith, Pocahontas, all those down there. And I had that in the refrigerator, but as I was getting ready to Elizabeth record. Warren. Huh?
You said Pocahontas, Elizabeth
right.
Warren.
Elizabeth is that Warren. Who you're talking about? Yeah. Okay, I think that's who's getting my vote, but I gotta wait a little bit. But I decided that I had it and I set it in the refrigerator. And I'm sitting there watching TV, getting ready to come down here. And I look over and I see an unopened, I see an opened bottle. And and Melissa's drinking out of it. And on the side of it says Aleworks Brewing Company Protocol Porter. So my beer that I said to her, that was for the show.
Oh, no.
So I had already locked it in, as you had pointed out.
Yeah.
And she asked me if I wanted it back, and I said, no, it's already been tainted. The cap has been popped on it, and she's already enjoying it. So I decided to move on to something else. And this one I had gotten specifically for the show as well, but I had saved it for next week because knew I had the Protocol Porter, which I think she bought me even, by the way. So what I've got instead, and I'm just as happy about it, is the Blue Mountain Brewery. It is their Red Zeppelin IPA, and actually over the holiday weekend, we visited the Blue Mountain Brewery, and I picked this six-pack up there. And what it is, it's a nice red, as you can see here from the glass.
Nice.
Typical red, but it's an IPA. So I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll take a sip and tell you my opinion. But gliding along on the invisible plane between the dimensions of malt and hop, Red Zeppelin is a sublime taste experience. Hopped hard and heavy with Falconer's Flight, Simcoe, Cascade, and Citra hops.
Wow.
It's a 6.4% alcohol by volume, so a decent level there. 50 IBUs, and like yours, limited availability January through March. I got this right at the bottling company, and I had some there as part of the flight to taste it, and as luck would have it, they did just start bottling it, so I was able to take some home, but let me tell you a little bit about it after I drink some.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
You don't care.
No, I do. I do. I care a lot.
Well,
I'm just glad that Melissa didn't get to it before you did.
Well, she. Well, that's the thing. So it's a red. So you've got the typical, red ale type flavors. You've got that malty kind of taste to it, but then it's got a bit of the hop on the finish. It's not overly hoppy. That was one of the things I think she was worried about it. She likes reds. She likes the darker beers like you do. And this one was not too much for her. I like it a lot. I rated it at 3.75. It's a nice blend between an IPA without being too hoppy. But if you like the red style of beers, you're going to like this one as well and not feel like you've got a big old grapefruit in front of you. But I rated it 3.75. It's probably one of those that could push to a 4. And if I had the premium untapped, which I'm still considering, I could probably rate it a 3.85 and split the difference.
Yeah. Would you pay for the premium untapped so you can go to the nearest 8th, though?
I might. Because there's times you really want to go in between, Rob, and I'm kind of a perfectionist that way. And I think there's other features.
I can't say that I've ever felt the need to go in between.
No, see, this would be a solid 3.85 if I could.
Say 8.75, actually.
That's right. I don't know if I could go that far. And then I think there's probably other features too.
I want to go to the nearest hundredths.
I'll see. Let me see. Is it untapped premium? Let me see what they. Oh, supporter account, they call it.
Oh.
They want to call it a premium. Now they want me to log in, of course. I'm not going to do all that. That's dumb.
No, that's idiotic.
Become an untapped supporter. Let me see. Oh, export your check-in history, detailed check-in stats, shiny banners for all the supporter head over. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably the old one. I think they got new features for that, but not this time.
That's dumb.
That's just dumb. Now, we haven't, and we've talked about it recently, but it's been a little while. But we haven't had elderly listener on the show. Do you think she'd still be willing to come in? She called you, I think, during an episode, and you kind of put it up on speakerphone, but it's not quite the same as having her on.
No, we should at some point have her on. Maybe when I get the new house, I'll have her in the studio.
Yeah, well, that'd be good. Huh. I came across this video the other day, and I put it in the show notes as elderly listener, and I don't know if you've seen it, but you can follow along with it if you wish, or at least just listen to it. But it's basically, it's a guy sitting in his car, and it looks like he's taking his grandmother, who's probably, I don't want to offend her by coming up with an age, but she's up there. I think she's older than elderly listener.
She's old enough where she can get away with saying the shit she's about to say.
She can. And she actually does. And I kind of like their dynamic here. So I'll play it for you. Fat fingers can't push the button.
Where are we going today?
It's with gas money.
I don't need any gas money.
Shut up. Oh. Shut up.
I don't want your money.
I don't give a shit what you don't want. Whoa. That is a little bit of gas money for hauling me around.
Okay.
She's giving him the business.
All right.
Can we have a bite of breakfast after I get through?
We can get something, bring it back to my house, and we can hang out.
I love that.
I don't want your gas money, though.
Yes,
I don't want it.
I don't give a shit what you don't want.
Well, I'm rich.
Well, I am too.
Okay.
Now you just shut up.
Okay.
You just shut up.
All right. I love you.
I love you too, you little shit.
So then it goes back through it. But we've talked about that too. I had a very good relationship with my grandmother. We could talk about anything, but she never talked that way to me, but I could, if she was that kind, I could see us getting away with it. And it brought back a lot of memories of my conversations with her, which were a lot more toned down back then. But it seems like the relationship that they have is very good.
I can't say that I ever had a conversation with any of my grandmothers that went down like that either. My grandma right now, who's 90 years old, and yeah. She's I've never heard her curse ever. Mm-hmm. Or talk aggressively toward anybody ever in her life. Now, my grandmother, the elderly listener's mom, so my maternal grandmother, who passed away in my senior year of high school, she was a little bit more like that. Again, she wasn't one who would swear and argue like that or tell somebody to shut up, but she would always try to either like give me money or make me eat or drink things. She was always afraid I was going to waste away to nothing, and her job in life was just to feed me as much food and liquids as possible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that reminds me too, because my grandmother used to do that as well. Usually, if I went over there to visit her, once I was able to go on my own and drive my own car, she would usually go to her desk that she had in her room and come out with usually it's like $20, and she'd have it rolled up, or $20 or $40, depending on if she knew I was going somewhere or if I had a date or something. She would make sure that I was stocked up with some cash to be able to have a little bit more fun. So I was always appreciated that. A lot of times I gave it back to her, but a lot of times I did take it, because she's always seemed offended that I would consider giving it back to her.
I never gave it back. I took that shit.
You just have it. And when she was asleep, I'd go back in there and take more. Oh man. But nah, it makes me miss her, but I had to laugh at it, and it made me smile. So I thought I'd share it with you.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's get into some crazy news. Well, you cough over there. You're still fighting the cold, or I guess that's one of the things you just have the whole time during the winter up there.
No, I mean, I feel like I always have like a tickle in my throat or something like that. Yeah. Although I will say, when we all lose our voice, when we come back from our work trip, we all have no voice for a couple of days, because it's always loud. There's always like music and stuff playing.
Yeah.
And so we're always shouting at each other. And then there's like the big awards banquet,
cheering
on your colleagues and stuff like that. Yeah. And then of course, so you come back and you sound like you have laryngitis, but that's all right though.
That's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Where's our first story take us?
So speaking of Florida, this takes us to Pensacola, where two Florida men were arrested after a package labeled bag full of drugs was found in car. Because that's what you do to your drugs is label it bag full of drugs. After two men were pulled over Saturday in Florida for speeding, a state trooper found a bag inside their car with the words bag full of drugs printed on the outside. When the trooper peeked inside, he found that the bag was indeed full of drugs, according to Florida Highway Patrol. So, fucking idiots. Like, I can see as a joke, like, it says bag full of drugs, and then, yeah, like, something else is in it. Yeah, but to actually
some spree
have
or something.
Bag full of drugs, actually full of drugs. You're advertising that you have drugs.
Yeah. What was in there?
Well, in total, law enforcement sees 75 grams of methamphetamine, 1.36 kilograms of GHB, 1 gram of cocaine, 15 MDMA tablets, drug paraphernalia, and 3.6 grams of fentanyl from inside the Kia sedan. That is not something we see every day, said Lieutenant Robert Cannon of the FHP. If the presence of fentanyl, GHB, and methamphetamine wasn't such a serious public health hazard, a blight, then it would be humorous. When asked if it's typical for law enforcement to find a bag of drugs literally labeled as bag full of drugs, Cannon replied flatly, yes, I'd say it's rare. The driver, Ian Christian Simmons, and his passenger, Joshua Michael Reinhart, both 36 and from Orlando, were arrested Saturday and booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail without chance for bond. Both men were charged with possession of drug equipment and two counts apiece of drug trafficking and possession charges. Fentanyl is extraordinarily dangerous. 3 grams is enough to kill an elephant, Cannon said. Fentanyl is the reason that our troopers no longer unwrap drugs.
And they had 3.6 grams, Rob. So they had more than an elephant's worth. Yeah. So they could rate it almost like untapped premium. They could go a little bit more than just a full elephant.
They should have. The nearest thousandths. According to Cannon, there have been several incidents throughout the county in which officers were hospitalized because of the presence of fentanyl. When we find drugs, we no longer touch them. Because of fentanyl, we take drugs straight to the lab now, Cannon said. Just a mere touch, any skin contact, can cause serious problems. It can almost stop your breathing. Wow. Around 5:30 p.m. Saturday, a trooper pulled over the gray Kia sedan as it was speeding at 95 miles per hour. Speeding at 95 miles per hour with a bag full of drugs labeled bag full of drugs.
Bag full
on
of drugs.
Interstate 10 nearing Holt, according to an FHP news release. Trooper Lynn Reinhardt had an active warrant out of Orange County and was wanted on suspicion of probation violation. Backup was called. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office deputy who responded had a canine named Prince who alerted for the presence of drugs. As of Tuesday morning, Simmons and Reinhardt remain in custody at the Santa Rosa County Jail. I should have visited them.
Yeah, you should have.
Let's see.
You guys, they probably passed you on the road. You didn't pass them at 95.
Yeah.
That's pretty fast. They were really, really looking forward to selling those drugs.
They really were. Although we were Ubering everywhere, so God, I hope our Uber wasn't going
95. Was it a gray Kia?
It wasn't. And there wasn't a bag full of drugs in there at the time either.
That's too bad.
That's why I only gave him a 4.
Oh. Well, sweet. Well, the next story is going to keep us in Florida, as it should. This takes us to Fox 45 News, which is in Baltimore. But the story tells us about a man who was upset because he couldn't bring his Donald Trump cardboard cutout to the dialysis clinic. Florida man undergoing kidney dialysis 3 times a week, which is not all that funny, is upset because he couldn't bring a life-size cardboard cutout of President Donald Trump for emotional support. So much like the emotions, we've talked about it a bunch of times, emotional support, peacocks, dogs, shoes, all that bullshit. This guy had an emotional support cardboard cutout of Donald Trump that he felt like would soothe him during his treatments.
Very orange.
Yeah, Nelson Gibson told WPBF that his family can't sit with him during his 3.5-hour treatments. But to help, he began bringing a picture of Trump as a comfort item. It usually causes but most of us to rage. It feels like bringing something from home to make you comfortable. Gibson said nobody complained about the photo, so then he decided to start bringing a small cardboard cutout of himself standing next to a Trump photo. And when nobody complained about that, he told the station that he just got some people to even take photos with it. And on Saturday, Gibson took a life-size cutout of Trump to his treatment at the Kidney Care in Port St. Lucie. He said that, again, no one took issue with his new emotional support item. But when he returned on Tuesday for treatment with the presidential cutout, he ran into a roadblock. They told me this was too much, and it wasn't a rally. His son, Eric, contacted officials at the facility to find out what the problem was. It was supposed to be an issue of safety, infectious diseases, which made no sense. Gibson said they feel singled out since the center typically encourages patients to bring emotional support items. I had to bring in an emotional support George. Gibson said another patient brings in bubble wrap and pops it. Yep. Which he finds nerve-wracking. What I really like to happen is for them to not infringe upon my father's freedom of expression and allow him to bring in the cardboard cutout that takes up less service area than a garbage can. Tell that to the Astros. Well, he cannot specifically discuss any individual. We strongly support the ability of all our patients to express their views, which includes bringing reasonably sized items into our centers that do not create safety or infection control issues.
I'm going to bring it.
They aren't sure whether he will return for treatment. You know, you can hide it.
Where are you going to hide it?
They won't say you bring it in. But you can't do that with the Trump. So he's not going to go back for treatment now since they won't let him.
Might be comfortable to sit for that long, though.
True. That's true.
All right, where are we going here? We're going to a Donald Trump ad just started playing. All right.
See, you've been targeted.
Yes, cut that
this
off.
One doesn't tell cut us it where it's off. From. This is,
it doesn't
it's
tell
ABC
us.
ABC News. Oh. Vigo hookers. County. Alexa, where is Vigo County?
Vigo County. Indiana is a U.S. county in Indiana.
No. Oh.
It shares a border with Sullivan County, Indiana,
Alexa,
Edgar
shut
County,
the fuck
Illinois.
Up. All right, perfect. So we're going to Indiana.
Yep.
That's exciting.
It actually tells us in there if I had read just two more words down.
Oh, well, that's all right. Idiot. So our next story brings us to Indiana, where a man with huge forehead tattoos saying crime pays is back in jail again after police chase. This is not the first time the man has been in prison. A man with a huge tattoo on his forehead that says crime pays has found himself locked up behind bars again after leading police on a short police chase before being arrested. Donald Murray, 38, of Terre Haute, Indiana, allegedly led authorities in a short pursuit on February 17th and was arrested a short time later and charged with several crimes. Murray was charged with resisting felony, resisting misdemeanor, reckless driving, possession of methamphetamine.
I wonder
if he had a bag full of drugs labeled bag full of drugs. Maintaining a common nuisance and auto theft of a Kia. Terre Haute Police Department said in a statement on Facebook, "This is the second time in just a few months that Murray has been arrested. He first came to notoriety when he was featured in an episode of Live PD last year, when he was chased by authorities for driving without any lights and then crashed into a tree and escaped on foot. He was apprehended a short time later and allegedly told police officers that he didn't know his name. Murray is now being held on a $15,000 bond following his latest chase and is scheduled to appear in court on Friday, according to jail records."
Should have had his name tattooed across his forehead instead of crime pays. Then he would have known.
Probably. They should have.
Could have done it backwards so he could see it in the mirror.
Put it, just label it, "I have drugs." Fucking Bob Ross. Bob Ross knows what's going on.
Well, the next one takes us to San Francisco, which seems like some people are still mad about the Super Bowl, where San Francisco police search for a burrito-throwing battery suspect. It didn't throw a burrito made out of batteries, but I'll tell you a little bit more. San Francisco police are asking for the public's help to identify a man who threw a burrito and a napkin dispenser at employees at a Mexican restaurant shortly after the 49ers lost Super Bowl 54.
Hi, caramba. Police,
yeah. So hopefully it wasn't a good burrito. Police released surveillance photo of the February 2nd incident inside Gordo Taqueria, which means fat taco, on Gary Boulevard in the outer Richmond district. I know. I like tacos better than burritos. Although I always tell Melissa that I wish I knew the name of the burrito or the company that made the burritos I had in high school, because those were damn good. We used to have Burrito Tuesdays. You could get two. You get the second one for an extra dollar. I always did that.
That's great.
Yep. Suspect is wearing a 49ers t-shirt featuring defensive end Nick Bosa's name and number. Oops. Police say the man went to order food and appeared agitated and verbally abusive as he talked to restaurant staff. Staff gave him a burrito. Then he threw it at the cashier. The suspect also threw a napkin dispenser and another item at employees before walking out. If you have any information, you can call us or you can call the Richmond District. It's a silent seizure. Or you can call the Richmond District Station at 415-666-8083, or Officer Sevilla, if you want to talk to him directly.
Let's call him.
415-666-8004, and you may remain anonymous.
Oh, perfect. That's exactly what we need to do. We'll call him. I want to find out what happened to the burrito, though. That's my main concern here.
Yeah. Was it wasted?
I don't know. I feel like if somebody gives you a burrito, though, you should appreciate it, not throw shit at them.
Yeah. It'd be better to eat it. And had he paid for it, too, he would have just thrown it. But yeah. I don't know. That's what the San Francisco people do, I guess.
That's what the 49ers people do.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I mean, I think losing the Super Bowl is bad, but you shouldn't waste a burrito in front of it.
That's way worse than losing a Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah?
100%. 100%.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. What's our last story?
All right. Our last story is going to bring us to...
let's find out. Northern Florida.
Northern Florida, where a burglar... a burglar snorts dried sperm, thinking it was cocaine. It was probably in a bag labeled bag of drugs.
Bag of dried sperm.
It contracts herpes and syphilis. So this is our friends at World News Daily Report. So obviously the story is true. Right. A burglar contracted. A burglar contracted syphilis and two types of herpes after snorting more than 50 grams of dried human semen. In the mistaken belief that it was illegal drugs. 29-year-old, look at this guy, too. He's
what a dork.
29-year-old Jerry Smith was arrested on Wednesday for a series of burglaries committed over the last year across northern Florida. He burgled lots of people in northern Florida. During his interrogation, he admitted that one of his crimes hadn't turned out as expected, leading him to develop at least three different STDs. Not the brightest bulb in the box. A young man then fell apart, crying like a baby, and explained he had snorted large quantities of Bob Ross's semen.
A lot of people have.
That he had stolen a few weeks ago. Who, believing it was either cocaine or heroin. Why is there dried semen?
And it's cocaine?
Yeah, powdered semen. I don't know if there's a use for that. It took deputies a few hours to corroborate his confession, and they were finally able to find the corresponding police report. The victim, 34-year-old Jenny White, returned to her Silver Springs Shores apartment last month to discover that several sex toys and accessories, as well as a collection of pornographic movies, were missing. Ms. White, a hard-time Tinder user, also reported a very unique item stolen, a crystal jar containing semen from hundreds of her sexual partners. I know it's weird, but I got every guy I slept with in at least 2 years to ejaculate in the same jar. There must have been sperm from at least 250 guys in there. Oh, the young woman says she wondered why the thief took her semen jar and was astonished when the sheriff deputies told her he had snorted it. I had no idea what a criminal could be planning to do with a jar full of dried gum. But snorting it, that's just gross. Some could say that Jerry Smith has already paid for his crime by developing both oral and genital herpes, as well as an extremely violent strain of syphilis virus. But he still has to face another kind of punishment. He now faces a total of 17 criminal charges, including burglary, receipt of stolen property, possession of fake identification cards, and drug and semen possession. If found guilty on all charges, he faces a total of 65 years in prison and a fine of $455,000. Most of that's in semen fees. His trial could start in December at Marion County Judicial Center in Ocala. There we are.
And that's it.
One person did say in the comments that syphilis isn't viral, it's bacterial. But we're not worried about that.
That's right.
And Aaron Lee says, this article makes my genitals tingle. Any idea where I can buy some?
Oh man! Yeah, I gotta laugh. It's a little quote they have there. I know it's weird.
It is.
I got every guy to ejaculate in the same jar. There must have been sperm from at least 250 guys in there. In 2 years, great that's a
stuff.
Lot.
Great stuff from World News Daily Report. You can also read the story about the Florida fisherman lost at sea for 14 days, claims he was sexually assaulted by mermaids.
I'd be okay with that.
I mean. You never see an ugly mermaid, right?
No. No. As long as you can get over the smell.
I don't know where the vagina is, though.
I don't know. Just got to hope.
Just got to hope you stick it in the right hole.
I guess. I'll let you know.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know when it happens. I'll give you an update. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Well, shit. Great. That's 123. I think this one will be 123, bag full of drugs.
Bag full of drugs.
iTunes can't ban us for that.
I mean, at least it wasn't like fucking bag full of drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Bag full of herpes and semen.
Jar full of dried semen is probably, that might get flagged.
GGB 123, jar of dried semen. Coming at you next week.
Oh, that's disgusting. All right.
Well, shit. Well, hopefully we'll see you next week, barring any unforeseen tragedies or just other miscellaneous shit.
Yeah, not expecting any tragedies or terrible things. So I think we'll be good. Yeah. Never know, though. You never know. It's a long time away. It's a whole week.
Disassemble my desk and put it all back together every week seems like it's enough of a tragedy, but we made it through.
So you have to. So wait, you've lost your basement office, too?
No, it's my work office now, and which it was before, but using the same computer. So now I got to figure out how to get two different computers to work the same set of monitors and all the other random stuff.
Oh boy, that sounds like a lot of work.
So I figured it out. It's a couple things, but I had, if you remember last time, I had the boom arm on the microphone, and I've gotten rid of that because I didn't like it. I went to the regular one, and I had it on the other side, but then I couldn't write my notes down because it was on the right. So I had to move it over to the left, and then I had everything hooked up, and you were calling me, and I didn't have the camera plugged in because the camera was plugged into the dock for my work computer. It's all discombobulated. But I got it figured out now.
Oh, good. So, you know.
It's only the second episode I've had to do this, so now I think I figured out what my problem was. I'll have it ready for
good. You got to perfect the science.
Yeah. It's just change, Rob, and I can adapt.
You should. And, you know, you should be able to adapt to change and figure out how to make this work. As long as it doesn't inconvenience me, that's my biggest concern. Because I don't like change.
Look, it's 8:30 and you're done. You're ready to go up and have some dinner.
Yeah, I gotta get the kids down, order some DoorDash probably.
Yeah.
So I'm not going anywhere. Pizza.
We had pizza. It was good.
Oh, man. I like pizza.
Yeah. I have to go up and have a little bit more because I got in my second Red Zeppelin here.
Oh, nice.
All right, sweet. All right, recap.
All right. Let's see here.
Oh, let me say, we'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah. See you next week. We almost forgot.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
We didn't say bye.
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 Toodles. All right. Let's see here. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.